KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks for KJAN Sports, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
KJN Station, where your friends are. Now taking a look here at your latest sports here this morning on KJN. Starting off with local sports, it occurred yesterday in a big event in Des Moines yesterday with the Hy-Vee Triathlon. Greg Brennick cruised to a 32nd victory in the Hy-Vee Triathlon in Des Moines on Sunday, joining wife Laura as a champion of the event. The 39-year-old Bennett earned $151,500 for the victory, part of a $1.1 million purse that's the richest in the sport. American Hunter Kemper was second, followed by Britton Stewart Hayes. Laura Bennett, who won in Iowa in 2007, finished fifth on Sunday. Sweden's Lisa Norden took top honors in the women's elite race, beating Australian Miranda Carfrae by 8 seconds. The event, which moved from downtown Des Moines to nearby West Des Moines because of flooding in 2008, returned to downtown this year and was pushed back from June to a Labor Day weekend start. And also a note for you from high school football action, a game that had to be finished up last night due to being delayed by severe weather on Friday night. It was Harlan finishing up their game against Abraham Lincoln, a 3A, 4A school matchup, and Harlan won that ball game by a final of 28-7. Harlan led 21-0 going in to the finishing last night. They got underway at 5 o'clock and wrapped that one up. And once again, Harlan 28-7, the final there. Also taking a look now at college football. Some top 25 action took place yesterday. Cyrus Gray and Christian McCall ran for 2 touchdowns apiece, and Ryan Tannehill threw for 2 more scores and helped 8th-ranked Texas A&M rout SMU 46-14. Gray finished with 132 yards rushing. McHale, in his first game back since breaking his leg last October, added 85 yards. The Aggies were anxious to get on the field and bring the focus back to football instead of the school's decision to leave the Big 12 Conference. They got things going early, intercepting quarterback Kyle Padron's passes on SMU's first 2 possessions to jump out to a 14-0 lead. SMU coach June Jones replaced Padron with backup J.J. McDermott after the early miscues, and he helped the Mustangs cut the lead to 20-14 in the second quarter, but the Mustangs couldn't do much offensively after that. And the Aggies scored 26 straight points the rest of the way to secure the win. Another game involving a ranked team, number 24 West Virginia, beat in-state rival Marshall 34-13 in a rain-shortened game. The Mountaineers' first game under new head coach Dana Holgerson was delayed twice because of severe storms in the Morgantown area. The game was called with 14:34 left. Geno Smith tossed a pair of first-half TD passes, and the Mountaineers are 11-0 against the Thundering Herd. The game was delayed by a total of 4 hours, 22 minutes, and was the latest plagued by lightning and severe storms of the first weekend of the season. Michigan's game with Western Michigan was stopped for good late in the third quarter on Saturday. Games at Notre Dame, Iowa, and Tennessee were delayed by lightning, and Eastern Michigan pushed back its home game from Saturday to Sunday due to the severe weather. Juan Francisco capped a career best 4-hit day with a go-ahead hit in the 10th inning, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 3-2 on Sunday, a game you could hear here on KJN. Taking 2 of 3 from a team desperately trying to stay in contention, John Day homered and Daniel Descalzo had an RBI triple for the Cardinals, who fell 9.5 games behind NL Central leading Milwaukee heading into a 3-game series with the Brewers starting on Monday night. St. Louis was 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position and 2-for-20 with men on base. Francisco Cordero went through the heart of St. Louis's order for his 30th save in 35 chances and 13th in a row, also giving him 7 30-game save seasons. Taking a look at the other baseball scores from Major League Baseball action yesterday, it was the Yankees over Toronto 9-3 in the American League. Also AL scores, Texas 11-4 over Boston, Tampa Bay 8-1 over Baltimore, Cleveland 9-6 over Kansas City. The Angels topped Minnesota 4-1. It was Oakland 8-5 over Seattle, and Detroit 18-2 over the White Sox. In National League play, it was 4-5-4 over Philadelphia in 14 innings, Atlanta 4-3 over the Dodgers. It was the Mets 6-3 over Washington. Milwaukee 4-0 over Houston. It was Cincinnati 3-2 over St. Louis in 10 innings. And Chicago Cubs beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-3. It was Arizona 4-1 over San Francisco, and San Diego 7-2 over Colorado. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Also taking a look now at Pacific Coast League baseball action over the weekend. Omaha at Iowa was canceled on Saturday due to rainfall. On Sunday, it was the I-Cubs picking up a victory 2-1 over the Storm Chasers of Omaha. And today's games will see Omaha at Iowa once again over at Principal Park in Des Moines. It'll be a 12:05 start time for that ball game coming up here later on this afternoon. Also, letting you know more news from the NFL world. Moving on to the Kansas City Chiefs, they've put Tony Moyaki on injured reserve after the second-year tight end was hurt in their final preseason game against the Green Bay Packers. The Chiefs also put linebacker Gabe Miller on IR Saturday and waived 25 other players to reach the 53-man roster limit before the NFL deadline. Unlike most other teams, the Chiefs played their starters for much of their final preseason game Thursday night. Moyaki limped off the field in Green Bay with a reported knee injury. His loss is a significant blow to the defending AFC West champions. Moyaki caught 47 passes for 556 yards and 3 touchdowns last season. That leaves tight ends Leonard Pope, Jake O'Connell, and Anthony Beck to fill in, though Kansas City could add someone else off of waivers as well. The Chicago Bears added to their secondary, agreeing to a 1-year deal with 2-time Pro Bowl safety Brandon Merriweather. He was released by the New England Patriots on Saturday. Merriweather was a first-round pick in 2007 and has a reputation as a playmaker. His 12 interceptions the past 3 years is tied for fourth among NFL safeties. In other NFL news, the Ravens have agreed to a 1-year deal with Pro Bowl center Andre Garrard, who was a cut by the Dallas Cowboys last week. He'll play behind 6-time Pro Bowl center Matt Burke, who had surgery on his left knee at the beginning of training camp. The Jets took a flyer on Aaron Maben, and it didn't work out. They've cut the linebacker, who was released by Buffalo this summer, just 2 seasons after the Bills got him with the 11th overall pick in the draft. The Jets placed rookie quarterback Greg McElroy on season-ending injured reserve after he dislocated his right thumb in the preseason finale against Philadelphia on Thursday night. They've claimed backup quarterback Kevin O'Connell off of waivers from Miami. San Francisco 49ers have added a third quarterback, claiming Scott Tolzien off of waivers from the San Diego Chargers a day after releasing quarterback Josh McCown. A man was found dead at the bottom of a swimming pool at the home of Houston Texans defensive end Antonio Smith on Sunday morning. Police say the dead man was reportedly a 37-year-old family friend of Smith's. Foul play is not suspected, but an autopsy has been ordered. And Leroy Selman, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Hall of Fame defensive end who teamed up with his brothers to create a dominant defensive front and led Oklahoma to back-to-back national championships, died on Sunday, 2 days after being hospitalized for a stroke. He was 56 years old. Heavy rains in the Atlanta area has postponed the NASCAR Sprint Cup race scheduled for Sunday night. The race is now scheduled to be run on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern time. Casey Kane will have the pole. The points leader Kyle Busch starts third. Brad Keselowski, who has won 2 of the last 4 races, will start from the 14 hole. And pole sitter Will Power breezed to his second straight IndyCar victory and 6th of the season with an outstanding performance in the Baltimore Grand Prix. Also, in other sporting news, some Cubs fans worry the beer that's been a part of the Wrigley Field experience for more than 6 decades might be going away. Old Style is part of the lore at the home of Chicago Cubs, like the Billy Goat Curse blamed for their championship drought. But Pabst Brewing Company says the contract between the Cubs and the company is set to expire after this season. The Chicago Tribune has reported the company wants to exit the Cubs deal. That doesn't sit well with fans. Fred Kist of Suburban Chicago says it's history, this field, and this beer. Some fans say if Old Style goes, they could drink a beer from Milwaukee, home of the Brewers, but they couldn't stomach one from St. Louis, home of the hated Cardinals. And in the U.S. Open action, Andy Roddick is back in the 4th round of the U.S. Open for the first time since 2008. The 2003 champion beat 81st-ranked Julien Batteno 6-1, 6-4, 7-6 in third round play at the National Tennis Center. Roddick is the last American man to win at Flushing Meadows. He lost in the second round last year and the third round back in 2009. And American wildcard Donald Young reached the fourth round at the Grand Slam for the first time. 22-year-old beat 24-seeded Juan Ignacio Chela in straight sets. John Isner served 17 aces in a victory over fellow American Alex Bogomolov Jr. and moved to the fourth round. Fourth-seeded Andy Murray moved into the fourth round by beating number 25 Feliciano Lopez. Defending men's champion and second seed Rafael Nadal topped unseeded Argentine David Nalbandian. 7-6, 6-1, 7-5. Nadal gets Gilles Mueller next. The 68th-ranked player from Luxembourg topped Igor Kuntsinin of Russia, 6-1, 6-4, 6-4. Fifth-seeded David Ferrer of Spain moves into round four in New York with a straight-set victory over number 26-seed Florian Mayer of Germany. And 12th-seeded Zio Simone beat 2009 champion Juan Martin Del Potro in four tough sets. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.